All right, it's pre-show time, baby. I want you to know something. I don't care. All of you guys listening, I don't care what your politics are. I really don't. I know that a lot of you guys may differ from me. I may differ from you. I don't care. I'm glad you're listening. I have a Facebook page. I have different pages where I express myself politically. But really, the only pages that count as far as I'm concerned are our fan page. That's Phil Henry Fans, P-H-A-N-S, on Facebook. And also our fan page over at BSPs and More. And we have a little bit of fun on Instagram. You know, I lay it out a little bit there. But, I mean, I'm not trying to be hostile. And Instagram, TikTok, the same thing. I have a couple of other accounts that, you know, I get a little heavier. But that's kind of just the sort of the political side of me. And I don't really want anybody to think that I dislike anybody because of that. I just don't, you know. And I'm like a lot of people in the last, you know, several years. I've lost friends. They just don't. They don't talk to me, even though I'm not, I'm totally open to, you know, conversing and, you know, and all that shit. But I just, I tend to have a really sharp sense of humor, and I tend to also be very, very sarcastic and everything. I think people, a lot of my friends, most of my friends get along that I get along with. I mean, they get it and we're good, you know, but some of them have sort of drifted off, and that's happened a lot in this country. I know that. But I don't, you know, I moderate my Facebook friends page pretty tightly. because as I said, it's not really a political debate forum. It's my Facebook friends page. That's all it is, you know? So I control what's seen there in much the same way that a lot of you guys would control. I'm sure that you do control what happens in your own house. Well, a Facebook page, in a way, is like a miniature version of your house. You know, you come in, or you don't have to. You don't, you know, you can stay away. But when people jump on the platform there, then I do fairly severe moderation, which I'm sure you do with your own page. And you, if you don't, you should. I mean, you know, it's you. That's what's represented there. So, but I wanted to say that because I don't want anybody getting the wrong idea. You know, if I, for whatever reason, you know, that's a different environment. If I unfriend you, or I block you, or whatever, because we've been talking politics over there. I don't take that shit serious. Facebook, those are not actual friends there, man. These are people that I'm posting on a bulletin board with, and they're responding. But I do not believe, and call me an asshole if you want, I do not believe you can make friends on Facebook until you actually meet them face-to-face, meet people face-to-face. You know, I don't think you can really say that anybody's a friend or that you have a relationship with somebody unless you've had some physical contact, and all that could represent is just meeting and shaking hands and saying, hi, I'm so-and-so, you know. That's just my personal opinion. All right, a shout out to my brother Rory McLeod in Columbus, Ohio. I'm sorry to hear about your car getting broken into, brother. But he had mentioned that on Facebook, as a matter of fact. And then a lot of other people would chime in and saying they got their car broken into. And then Bree Brown, who is a listener in San Francisco, she said there's a lot of people up here that get their cars broken into. Now, I don't want to be a dick, and this is probably something I should say for the post-show video, but how do you get your car broken into exactly these days? Now, cars today are pretty fucking hard to break into unless you want to just go ahead and take a ball-peen hammer to the glass and just bust the glass in, you know? I mean, I'm knocking on wood now, okay? I probably shouldn't say this, but I've never had my car broken into. I've had my car damaged. I've had my car backed into. I've had people like ram into my fucking car when I wasn't there. You know, I've had shit stolen out of my car when I left it unlocked. I don't consider that having my car broken into. I consider that leaving my fucking car unlocked. So somebody comes into my car when it's unlocked, it's not, in my opinion, broken into. It was me being, and it's happened to me, it was me being a dumb motherfucker. Now, one day, I was parked at a friend's home spending the night. And this is before I met Jackie. And I looked out the window. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. And guess what I saw? I saw a guy sitting in the front seat of my motherfucking car picking the change that I had left in the tray in the center divider there, you know, in the console. He was picking the change up and looking around for other shit. And it was then that I realized I left that goddamn car unlocked. So I just opened the window, and in my very best hard-ass, screamy, scary voice, I went, "Hey!" You know, like that. That motherfucker was gone out of that car. And so was one other guy. It turned out there were two of them. And this other guy heard a door slam, and the two of them, I wouldn't say they ran off, but they moved off pretty fucking fast. And it was nothing more than me just going, "Hey," out the window, because these dudes were not ready to confront anybody. These dudes were not ready to, you know, they were not home invasion guys. They were just, they were going from car to car to see what was unlocked. And because the next morning I asked my friend about that, and they said, "Oh yeah, that's been going on in the neighborhood. These dudes are getting into the cars." And I said, I think probably locking the fucking car is a good idea. "Oh yeah, that's a good idea." So I'm not, I've had that happen to me. But I don't know, man. Rory, you may be listening. Maybe not. Excuse me for yawning. I'm doing this late. We did our Frozen or Fresh. And I remember that show now. It was at 2003 when we originally did it on November 22nd, which is a significant date for my generation because that's when Kennedy was assassinated. But it was a Thanksgiving period of 2003, I think. And Bob Green was, in my view, he was particularly funny in that show because he was talking about having to bite a towel. That's where the whole bite the towel thing started. And being a grocer at Thanksgiving means you just got to bite a towel and pretend like you like it. And that the people coming into his store were stupid and they were bums and they were dressed shitty. And no way was he going to, you know, take any shit. And by the way, he thaws out turkeys and calls those fresh. And the calls were pretty cute. So we repeat this show every year, and it's coming up here in just a moment.